Hey, this is Lacey with SmartCast, and I'm joined right now with Dr. Dan Margolin. We are at the AMP Owner Summit here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I am so excited to talk to you about all of the services that you have, as well as the Derma PRP that you just told me you've already ran through your treatment kit with. So tell me a little bit about the Derma PRP and what you're thinking about it so far.
I love the Derma PRP. I used it every day last week and ran through my entire kit and have more on the way. And it better be waiting for me when I get back because I have patients lined up every day next week for it. You know, like a lot of the AMP products, I love the fact that they are unique products that no one else is offering. And the whole model behind AMP is the same model that I run my business by, which is I want to do and provide services that no one else is doing. And I want to have devices that no one else has, and things like Agnes, that there's no other device that can do things like that. So when it comes to something like Derma PRP or with the Derive, you know, hair restoration product, I immediately said, I have to be a day one provider. I want to be able to say I'm one of the first providers in the country to use this product and make sure that I get it the first day before anyone else. And not a lot of people even know what PRP is. So I kind of take the approach of, even though it is technically promoted as an autologous, you know, volumizer, in plain folk terms, that would be filler. So
not a filler, though. It's a volumizer.
It is a volumizer. That's right.
It's regenerative medicine.
But some of what we have to do is marketing. And so I've marketed it as it is a biologic filler. Mm-hmm. And then I can explain, when I meet people in person, what we're actually doing and what the product does.
Right. Because the average patient doesn't really understand what that all means. So you have to make it make sense to them.
Absolutely.
And what they're looking for specifically. So.
Absolutely. So I've had great success using the product. Mm-hmm. It is incredibly easy to work with. The process of learning how to make it is easy. I already have my nurses making it on their own for me. And that makes that process really easy so that I just have it ready to go to inject. It's comfortable for the patients. It's an incredibly forgiving product that can be used anywhere in the face and even on the hands. I did two hands last week, and most entertaining one was a 54-year-old woman who said, okay, that's fine, sure, like, because I said, listen, I've got some syringes left. Why don't we put them in your hands? I don't need to put any more in your face. And she was like, okay, whatever. And so I showed her right hand when I was finished, and she goes, oh my God, she goes, I don't have witch hands anymore.
Oh my gosh.
So you should totally probably try it in earlobes too.
That is a good idea. I'm that kind of person. I'm not afraid to try it anywhere.
Yeah.
So
we have a lot of clients that are, oddly enough, really concerned about their earlobes.
Yeah, that's a huge.
It's interesting because I've not actually had anybody ask me for any sort of earlobe rejuvenation, and I guess honestly I haven't even thought about.
They may not know that there's a treatment for it.
Yeah, and a lot of things, part of doing a comprehensive assessment of a patient is, which is why I call the consult a total face and body consult, is because I can make people aware of certain issues they may have because I can fix them, and they might not know to say anything because they don't think it's a fixable issue. So the way I start a consult is by, I tell the patient, I'd like to start by you telling me what brought you in and what are your areas of concern. And then if it's okay with you, I'm going to talk to you about what I am seeing as some things that stand out to me, and assess you literally from your hair down to your toes, and talk to you about the various things that I can offer to you to fix some of these things. And there are a lot of things that are like, oh, I never even would have thought about that because I didn't know that there was a cure for that or a fix for that. And that's really what I love about the AMP products. And I am truly an AMP shop. Neurotoxin and traditional HA fillers, even though statistically that, you know, like neurotoxin fillers are at the top of the list for med spas as a whole, maybe, they are mid to lower in my line of services because everything else that I do is an AMP product.
Do you think that you're getting your patients in the door with those services and then they're like, oh my gosh, you can treat, you know, this concern or that concern or whatever? What's bringing clients through the, like, what is bringing your patients through the door?
Well, reputation, word of mouth, and I firmly believe in a lot of marketing, mm-hmm. and a lot of very different sources of marketing. Mm-hmm. And I saw a big difference when things really took a leap was when my SEO became strong. And part of that was investing in a good marketing company who has a dedicated SEO specialist. And I really saw a big jump in neurotoxin treatment in particular once the SEO, you know, now I'm in a three pack for every search word in my area. And
which is a little tricky because you can't really use Botox in your SEO or you get penalized for that.
You actually can, and I haven't been penalized.
You haven't?
But so if someone's...
He's like, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. I know how Google is, though. But like if someone... You know, so if someone Googles like Botox near me, I'm always popping up at the top. And that's when I started to notice. And we have monthly reviews where I see, you know, the every single ranking for every search term. And once we notice those rankings, I'm like, oh, I'm really getting a lot of cold calls out of the blue. People, or, you know, I do online appointments and people booking for Botox. And I mean, you better believe it. When someone comes in for the most basic thing, I have become the master of converting them to other services. And so that's why even something like the Aquapherm was a great device. You know, I started with the Agnes and the Aquapherm mm-hmm. together. And I chose the Agnes because the first thing that was shown to me was the under-eye bag treatment. And that blew me away because I actually had surgery to have my under eye herniated fat pads removed. And so I was really drawn to the fact that I could do that treatment in the office without undergoing general anesthesia and everything that goes along with it. And then the Aquapherm I looked at, and this is early on when I opened my practice, and then the Aquapherm, I thought, you know, this is going to be just a nice way to kind of pamper people. And I had no intention of making money with it. And in fact, you know, people would come in for Botox and say, or a lip filler, even I'd say, you know, I'd really like to schedule you to, let me treat you to a facial. It's gonna be the best facial you've ever had. And I wasn't lying because people started telling me this is the best facial I've ever had. And then, you know, I started using XOE and I decided that we're going to do a stem cell facial. And especially once I added the ultrasound and kind of upgrade people to a stem cell facial. And I got some feedback from someone who, and I run a concierge practice, so my patients text with me directly, and one of the best compliments ever to XOE, the Aquapherm, and I get the minimal credit for it other than the idea of using it, was this woman texted me from the airport the day after she had a stem cell facial and said that she went to meet her work colleagues, and a couple of the women asked her if she'd had a plastic surgery procedure.
After the Aquapherm?
After having an Aquapherm
with the XOE.
You know, which I like to put the XOE in a syringe inside the ultrasound.
Oh, that's nice. So what's your background and what brought you into aesthetics?
So I was a practicing general surgeon for about 17 years, and I was the highest volume surgeon for all surgical specialties in my entire health system. So call it like a midlife burnout.
You know, it's pretty typical.
I'm 49 now, and this was, during COVID, I ended up getting custody of my twin daughters who were freshmen in high school. One of them developed an eating disorder. And so I was told, if you're going to be her only parent, this now is going to be your only job to get her through recovery. And so it was a really nice forced year-long break for me. And I did a six-year combined undergraduate medical school program. And so I'd been in a hospital setting since I was 18 years old, and it was the only life that I knew. And so, and I've always had a lot of interests and hobbies outside of being a doctor, like snowboarding and car racing. I was a National Porsche Club track instructor for years. So I have a lot of other interests, in number one being my children. And, you know, I didn't realize how abnormal of a life the surgery life really was until I had stepped away for a year. And I just thought, you know, I cannot stomach the idea of going back into the hospital and practicing surgery. And I wanted to make sure that I could be there for my kids to see them, you know, to really be there through high school. And I have a younger daughter that's in sixth grade also. And I just took the time to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I have a friend who kept saying, you know, we should do Botox and bubbles parties. We should do Botox and bubbles. And I kept telling him, well, that sounds like a great idea, but I don't know how to do Botox. And then one day it just kind of hit me, why wouldn't I just do something like that with my life? And his dad owns a healing arts center where they have chiropractors and massage therapists, and they had some rooms available. And I thought, I'll go out and get training in injectables and just kind of see where that goes and where my life will go from there. And by good fortune, a friend of mine, as I started to develop this business model, a friend of mine asked me to meet with her next door neighbor who happened to be an AMP rep. And that's when I ended up my initial journey into the AMP family. And
so that's when you brought in medical like devices at that point?
Yes. And I also started as a certified medical provider for BioT, doing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Mm-hmm. And that really kept the doors open initially, because it is very difficult to get aesthetic-based patients. And they provided me a lot of support to get hormone patients in the door. And that's really what kind of kept me afloat initially. And it did take a long time to build the business with the Agnes especially, because it's such a niche device. But now that I have an actual following and a reputation and, you know, brand awareness through marketing, it's not infrequent at all for me to be using my Agnes. And the best addition to that is the Scarlet. Love the Scarlet. And I was at this conference last year, and I did not have a Scarlet.
Where you met us at breakfast.
Yes. And I felt 1 inch tall after talking to Larry Helwig, who everyone kept saying at the conference, like, don't you love your Scarlet? We have three of them. They run all day long. And then I was talking to Larry Helwig, and he was talking about the Agnes and the Scarlet, and I hope you're using your Scarlet every time you're using your Agnes. And I said, I don't have a Scarlet. And he said, you can't have an Agnes without having a Scarlet. And I just thought, okay, I'm in big trouble. I need to go home and sell my Agnes because I can't afford a Scarlet right now.
We love our Scarlet.
And then now, I mean, I call my Scarlet my magic device.
Yeah.
And I spoke about it on stage this morning, how when I had the opportunity to have a patient after her scarlet stay in the office while I did a consultation on her mother after I had done her scarlet. And so by the time they left, not only was she fully recovered, but you could see visible changes in the texture and tone of her face.
Yeah.
Within an hour.
And lifting in the cheek area, the neck results, the hands, everything. Especially pairing it with the XOE.
Yeah.
So it's made a big difference pairing the XOE with the scarlet too.
Absolutely. And I got some very good advice when I started doing all of this from the biologics rep, which was do not try to sell the XOE as an option. You need to just build it into the price of whatever you're doing, because you certainly don't want to give patients the opportunity to opt out of it. And I really believe that it has to be about results first before it's about the bottom line of your dollar, because the results will drive the income. It's not the other way around. And undoubtedly, the results are way better if you're using the XOE for everything.
Agreed.
So, and I like to, I don't know about you, but I like to put the XOE on when they first come in the office. I essentially divide the syringe in two. I'll apply it to their face before, 10 minutes or so before their treatment, and then as soon as I'm done, especially with the scarlet, then I'll do another application after, and then they go to red light therapy. I feel like it makes a big difference.
Yeah. So you're putting red light, you're doing red light therapy on them afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Which red light therapy do you have?
I don't know the name of it.
Okay.
But I have.
There's light stim. There's Saluma. There's salt facial.
Well, so mine is it. There are two panels.
Mm-hmm.
That are on a motorized stand, and then I have a memory foam table, and so they can do 15 minutes aside.
For a full body.
If they want to do a full body treatment, Yeah. But if it's just post-procedure, I just have them lay on their back 15 minutes. And I'll tell them, I'll lock the door, and you can take all your clothes off.
Oh, that's nice.
And get the full body effect. I got it directly from, I have a connection to a distributor.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't remember the name of the brand.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the full body ones. Those are nice.
But it is very high powered, and it has red light and blue light.
And you're using that for hair restoration too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the derive?
I do the derive. I love the derive.
What's your protocol for hair restoration?
So my protocol for hair restoration is I start with hydroexfoliation using the Aquafirm and the detox serum.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to divide the derived syringe into two syringes that fit inside the ultrasound. And so I split them up into two, I would say on average, 2 8-minute treatments, even though technically they say you only need a 10-minute treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried squirting it manually and ultrasounding, but you will definitely lose some of those squirts that just immediately run down the face. And I like the idea that the ultrasound, no matter how many minutes you set your ultrasound treatment for, it calculates and evenly distributes whatever the product is evenly over that period of time. So I typically will divide the scalp in half, either right and left or front and back, depending on the hair distribution. And I'll do 8 minutes per side. I think that that's just an easy way for me to do it. And honestly, I know it's not going to matter if it's 5 minutes or it's 8 minutes. I just feel like it allows me to just be much more intentional about areas that I want to focus on and make sure that I can part the hair. Now, I've tried using like hair clips and the rat tail combs, and honestly, I find that just using my fingers, no glove, just my fingers, just manually moving hairs to the side, and oftentimes you can't get evenly distributed rows. You just have to really use your eye and focus on it. I also have a couple of other little things that I like to do. One, everyone gets red light therapy afterwards, and my red light therapy bed is not there for me to make money. It is there for results.
Yeah, patient outcomes.
Nobody pays for it. And so anyone who invests in any sort of treatment package with me, I always tell them, you are welcome to come in and use the red light therapy bed whenever you want to. So we know that it stimulates hair growth. We know that it stimulates collagen and elastin production. And those are a couple of the key issues with hair loss. Also, because I have the Scarlet, I will offer, that's kind of an upgraded package, but I will offer that they can do Scarlet treatments along with the non-invasive traditional part of the derived treatment, because that's just further, I explain to people, it's further collagen and elastin production, and we're also opening up thousands of microchannels into the scalp, and it can only just kind of further supercharge your treatment. Now, the results for derive are based on just ultrasounding the serum into the scalp, and we should also just note that, you know, the studies done with the derive showed that if you use the ultrasound to drive the product in, the hair growth process starts in 10 days or as early as 10 days. If you will get the same results if you do not use the ultrasound, but that process doesn't start for 45 days. And there are certain little educational points that I think we have to talk about with patients and mm-hmm. set the expectations. One, obviously, with any treatment, every outcome is going to be different based on that individual, and it could be based on their level of health and age. But I don't want them to expect to see visible changes in their hair at 1 month. And you have to be really careful about when you say hair growth starts in 10 days, because during the first month, what's actually happening is the diameter of the hair starts to increase. And it's during months 2 and 3 that the strength of the follicle improves, and that's when you start seeing new hairs per follicle. So I tell everyone, when you are losing your hair or thinning, there are 3 issues. Losing strength of the follicle to hold on to the hair, the diameter of the hair is decreasing, mm-hmm. and you are now only growing 1 hair per follicle when you could grow up to 4. And so it's during months 2 and 3 when you see that. I have an amazing story. I did a gentleman's second treatment on a Wednesday, and I went in to buy some protein powder from where he works on that Saturday. And I walked in and literally jumped backwards because, and it was even in an area where I would not have thought he could grow hair. It looked like shiny bald. Obviously, he just had dormant follicles, not dead follicles. He literally sprouted hair, like a large amount of new hair growth from Wednesday to Saturday.
From shiny bald to that?
Mm-hmm.
See, Sage, there's hope for you yet.
So how many sessions are they doing? Are you recommending?
The sessions are done at months 1, 2, 3, and 6. That is just based on the studies done for PRP. So we know that this works better than PRP, and the studies showed the efficacy of PRP with that protocol, months 1, 2, 3, and 6. So rather than reinventing the wheel. However, yes, there is benefit to, you can do treatments every single month. I'm doing treatments every single month because
I've
got
to. So are you seeing better, the same? What type of result difference are you seeing between microneedling it in with Scarlet and ultrasounding it in?
It's too early to tell, to be honest with you.
Because if you had to pick pain or no pain, like, I'm going to go with no pain. But if you can see a faster, better result with microneedling it in with Scarlet, then that might be worth.
I have to tell you, people don't have pain when you Scarlet their scalp. Because don't forget, you're doing it on mode 1, mm-hmm. which means that needle is in for a shorter period of time. So the energy dispersion is very quick, mm-hmm. and you're doing it on a lower setting. The depth is 0.8 to 1 millimeter. So, and obviously you can't numb up the scalp unless someone was bald. I've never had anyone even look uncomfortable when doing a scarlet on their scalp.
Yeah. And so when you're treating someone for scarlet on the face, you're offering hair restoration as an add-on option?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's a good idea.
I mean, they might as well, because you're already using a tip.
I have a number of patients who I do,
add-on for
I do their scalp, and face, and neck. I'll have them do red light therapy just to cool things down from mm-hmm. for their face and neck, and then we go do their derived treatment.
Yeah. So we include face, neck, and chest with our scarlet treatments, and then we have hands as an add-on, or you know, other areas if they'd like to treat those are add-on treatment options too. But adding on derive for the hair while they're already doing their face is a good idea, I think.
Yeah, and I don't routinely add the chest in to those treatments. However, especially women, and if they put the numbing cream on there or I see it, it's another way to just give them added value so they feel better about mm-hmm. the amount of money that they're spending. And so I would rather just point out to them and say, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and do your chest. Mm-hmm. And if you can tolerate it, I'll take it all the way down to mid-chest to the bottom of their boob.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a really frequent issue for women when they get to be middle-aged. Mm-hmm. And you can make a lot of improvement and see some really visible improvement, like, immediately. I've got someone who I've posted some pictures of that I'm doing an abdominal tightening on her, and I forgot to take pictures before I started. So I thought, well, this will be just as good. I'm going to finish up the first side, and then we'll take some pictures. And you can see a visible, like, 1-inch lift.
Wow.
On the side of her abdomen that I did before I started the second side.
Yeah. Body treatments are becoming a really big thing mm-hmm. these days. I mean, used to, people were really only concerned and focused on their face. And now it's their neck, their chest, their hands, their body. Like, what else can we treat?
Well, that's why I think it's good to try to put them in a gown to do their consult.
Mm-hmm.
And my online booking is just a total face and body consult. I didn't have a total face or just a face consult.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've had people that are actually reaching out and being confused because they're like, well, I really only just want to be seen for face consult, not face and body. But so it's like, well, fine. But if you put them in a gown and they don't necessarily know that I can do something for the crepey skin over their knees or some stretch marks on their abdomen.
One of the features that I was telling you about, one of your neighbors down the street is doing our website, and it launches next week. And one of the really cool tools on there is the virtual consultation guide. And so our patients can go on there and select all of the areas of concern, and then it will generate a list for them of all the services that we offer to address those concerns. So now they have a complete list of everything that we offer that they may not have known about just in a basic consultation. If they came in for one thing and, you know, didn't realize that we might could treat something else, they didn't know to ask, and now they'll know. So
yeah, I'm very interested in that. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's still the approach to take in person too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we can take that and utilize it in the office as well. So our estheticians, we have 12 estheticians, and so this will just be one more tool that they'll be able to utilize even when doing in-person consultations as well, just to give them as much information as they can to work with.
I thought I was pretty cool opening my new location with 2 estheticians. Got 12.
You're like, I need to hire a couple more.
Yeah.
So what all services are your estheticians doing?
I don't have my estheticians starting until we open the new location.
Do you plan to delegate to those estheticians?
So they both come from established practices, and one of them in particular, the reason that I want her is because she does eyelashes, eyebrows, microblading, and dermaplaning. And that's all I care that she does. I want to be able to offer that service. She's got 25 years of experience. She's done microneedling. She's done a lot of non-traditional things that I've never even heard of. like Thai sticks and, and stone treatments. And,
yeah.
And so I'm not interested in having the estheticians necessarily doing scarlet or laser because I've got two nurses that I want to do that stuff. The other esthetician is a skincare guru and is going to come with a different clientele. She's 23 years old. Mm-hmm. She's coming from Manhattan, Kansas, where K-State is. And she has a client base that will drive to Kansas City, just as one of my nurses drives to Manhattan once a month to get her treatments with her and learned everything about skincare from her. So I'm getting the new collagen pen from AMP, which is our newest brand new product.
Newest baby to the collection.
That's right. And
how does that compare?
That's something I'll have the esthetician.
How does it compare to skin pen? Because we have two skin pens. I'm just curious, like, what's the difference between the two? Are they the same thing? Are they different? Like,
I think that the power settings have, I think it's a more versatile device. It has a higher level of power settings than the skin pen does.
Okay.
I think any traditional microneedling pen is going to take 2 to 3 days to recover from, as opposed to the scarlet, which is a same day recovery. It's just a different modality, but I think it's a good starting point for people who can't make the financial investment in a series of RF microneedling treatments with scarlet. It's also something that I will have the estheticians doing.
So they'll be able to do the Aquafirm too.
Yes.
And they can really do the scarlet as well.
They can. And ultimately my goal is certainly within the next year, I want to have another scarlet with honestly the goal of having several scarlets.
Yeah. How many of those are you doing currently right now? Would you say, like, on average?
One or two a day.
Yeah.
And it's just me, so. Yeah. Although I've been training the nurses on how to do it, too.
Yeah. Are you enjoying that? Do you like doing those services?
I love it.
Do you think you'll continue to do the services?
I do.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm looking forward to having more time to spend an hour to an hour and a half doing consults without having to worry about making sure that I can get every single procedure done on my own during the day. I've got two very passionate, enthusiastic nurses who want to do everything that I'm doing. I can tell you that I think that there are a couple of procedures that it's going to take me a very long time to let go of because it requires so much precision and the creative eye.
The Agnes, I think.
The Agnes.
Really needs to be.
And filler.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And derma PRP.
Yeah.
And I would be willing to let go of derma PRP because of how incredibly forgiving it is before I'm ever going to let someone who represents me put filler in someone's cheeks or lips.
Yeah, right. So we're in Alabama. We don't have mid-level injectors, so we only have MDs that inject in our state.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so.
Well, in Kansas, which is one of the big issues with all of the med spas and what I am thriving with a reputation on, is that all these med spas are a revolving door of injectors, and anyone can inject under, as long as there's proper medical directorship. So it's kind of like the blind training the blind a lot of times, and there's a lot of bad product being put out there. And then so when people hear that they can come to me as a doctor and that I am actually injecting, as opposed to, you know, where you are, where that's the standard,
right.
And I'm the outlier as an MD who actually does the injections.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit more credibility for sure,
yeah,
in that field. So with the Agnes, are you pairing Upneek drops with it too?
Upneek drops with the
eye drops, yeah. Just like
take home
as a
day.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, I saw you have UpNink, so I just assumed that maybe you were like pairing those two together. Now you are.
Yeah, now he's going to start that Monday.
Maybe now I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not giving it away to him.
No. Not giving it away.
Just, yeah, a package.
Just, you know, it's like their take home, like their skincare for in between. So speaking of skincare, A&P is bringing on their own skincare products. I know you carry Skin Medica, correct?
I carry Skin Medica and Revision Skincare right now.
So what are your thoughts on A&P's new skincare products that they're bringing on?
Well, I'm incredibly excited about it because the foundation of my own personal skincare is that I use the XOE Detox and Repair daily serums morning and night. So in the morning, I put on the detox, and at night, I use the repair. And I sell a lot of it in the office because I feel like it made a difference for myself.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's
working.
Great. Thank you.
Skin.
When those daily bottles came out, I felt like after I had one Scarlet treatment at the beginning of the summer, which coincided with around the time that the daily detox and repair bottles came out, those were the only changes that I made in my skincare routine. And I started getting more unsolicited compliments on my skin after just those two changes. And I love doing it. Now, I will admit, I also sometimes bring home a syringe of XOE itself. And I love to just sparingly use a drop that I always put under my eyes, and then the rest of it just on my cheek. And so I bring home a syringe of that when I think about it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
We won't turn
it's
you on.
It's a secret.
Why wouldn't you? So yeah. So and I've also had very good results personally with Derive, on my own hair. So the fact that now we are coming out with a shampoo and leave-in conditioner, I'm very excited to use that and in all the skincare.
Some people are saying that they're using the Derive for beards too, even though it's not technically supposed to work on that part of the face, they say. But they said they're using it for like little thin spots on the beard, and it's actually working for them.
I've also heard the same for eyebrows.
Yeah. And we've been using it for brows too.
We started testing that, and we're excited for that.
You started testing it? I've got someone who's going to do it. There's no reason why it shouldn't work, even though I understand that there is going to be a product for eyelashes and eyebrows.
Which I think is going to be troublesome a little bit for Latisse because so many people have adverse reactions to it's too sensitive for Latisse for them. So I'm thinking that this being a plant-based product, it might be a little bit more tolerable for patients. So I'm really excited about one.
I hope so because
I can't use Latisse. So I hope this works
for me.
I
hear a lot of people can't use Latisse.
Yeah. So, and then they're having the moisturizer Balance.
Yes.
That's coming out. I think that's going to be really great. We've requested pretty heavily for an amazing lip product.
So you need to push that as well. Because that would sell like
Dave
crazy.
And R&D that like lips, we need a lip product.
I like it. Do you use XOE on the lips?
We put XOE on everyone post-injectables, including the lips, because of a personal experience that I had just testing it out. And so now that's part of our regular protocol. But I don't use it on the regular just as like a lip product.
Well, when I'm using the Aquapherm and doing a facial, I will use when I've got the Vibrox pad on and doing the oxygenation part at the beginning, I will certainly do a little microdermabrasion over their lips, and then I ultrasound XOE into their lips as well.
Mm-hmm.
And only because you guys don't live in Kansas City, I'll give you my little secret to lip filler.
Write this down, Mary Margaret.
Which is, I started putting XOE on when people come in for lip filler. I start putting XOE on as soon as they come in, when I sit down to talk to them, and before I put on their numbing cream. And And I tried it out on a couple of friends of mine who I had previously done lip filler on. And essentially, there is no post-procedure swelling.
Right. Yeah, that's why we started adding it. But are you seeing a better result putting on before you numb and then again after they get injected? Or how are you doing that?
Just do it before.
Just before and not even after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I give it enough time to soak in. I feel like it's different than when you do a Scarlet and you put it on before and then you're really putting them through some tissue trauma. And then it just, even I can't resist the fact that they've got a bunch of holes in their face that I just want to put more
good
SOE
stuff in there.
Onto,
yeah.
Right? But with the lip filler, I'm letting it soak in. I'm letting the XOE soak into their lips for it's probably 15, 20 minutes before I'm doing their procedure. And it helps to pull in the numbing ointment too, which is always an advantage because the XOE being lipophilic, it's going to pull product in along with it. Which is why it's nice when you're using it like at home and even the detox and the repair, you don't need to wait before putting anything else on. Those products are just helping to pull it into the skin. But I found it to be a big game changer using that on the lips before filler.
Yeah, I agree. I personally saw a huge reduction in like swelling after getting lip filler.
Well, I thought I came up with that on my own, and I was the only one in the world doing it. Clearly,
hey, just keep doing Clearly. It. It works.
Well, no, I saw it the last time I got my lips. The last time I got my lips filled, we did a full syringe of filler. I put the XOE on afterwards, and I got zero swelling. Mm-hmm. And the time before that, I did a half a syringe with the exact same type of filler, and I swelled way more
with
than
that
I did.
XOE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after that, I was like, this is our protocol. Here's your ampules. Let me know when you need more.
Especially because most women, they're always trying to plan a procedure around, I can't do anything the next day.
Exactly.
And it's really nice, and especially lips, they want to hide for like 3 days. And so it's really nice to be able to tell people, like, you are still going to be able to go out tomorrow after I did your lip filler. And what I tell people is, your lips are going to be a little bit larger than they're ultimately going to be a few days later, but no one's actually going to be able to tell that you had lip filler done because they don't, you know, get like the elephant balloon lips.
Right.
You know?
Which, it's so funny, my husband never notices when I do anything other than when I get my brows tinted. And he's like, oh, you got your brows done, I see. And I'm like, sure did. You didn't notice when I had a full syringe put in my lips, but okay.
I don't know if that is in issue with men in general, or I like to think of it as like I'm doing my job well, because obviously the goal is always not like, oh, you had your cheeks done,
exactly,
or you had your lips
yes.
done. It's just like you just look a little more refreshed or whatever.
Look like I'm more rested than I actually am with three children.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us today. I really appreciate the conversation. You made our job easy. So are you speaking again tomorrow, too?
I am.
Okay, awesome. Well, we look forward to hearing you speak on stage.
Well, thanks.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast in our weekend in Arizona with our partners at AMP.